The laws of inheritance in Zimbabwe depend mainly on the type of marriage that one has entered into. And in Zimbabwe, we have three marriage regimes. We have the civil marriage, which is Chapter 511, and we have the customary marriage, which is Chapter 507, and the unregistered customary law union, where lobola is only paid. So if one has the Chapter 511 marriage, according to inheritance, he or she could inherit from the estate of the deceased spouse, together with his or her children born within that wedlock. So any child born out of wedlock was not eligible automatically to inherit from the deceased parent's estate. Therefore, this meant that children born out of wedlock were facing challenges in accessing their deceased parent's inheritance if the surviving spouse had a Chapter 511 marriage. However, under customary marriages, there was no such discrimination. All children born in or out of wedlock were regarded as children of the deceased and of inheriting equal share. So the difference was on the marriage. The marriage was a civil marriage. Out of wedlock children had no access to them. The best they could get was maintenance from that deceased estate.
So what does this new ruling mean, and how is it being received by women's rights and children's rights organizations in Zimbabwe?
It is a welcome development because women's rights and children's rights were often clashing in relation to inheritance law. It finds that the competition amongst the surviving spouses and the children to inherit from the deceased estate. Therefore, this judgment brings about that equality that we are seeking and that is being stated in the Constitution under Section 1556, where it's promoting non-discrimination. Whether you're a child born in or out of wedlock, or a stepchild or an orphan, whether you're a spouse married under 511 or 507, everyone can actually inherit from the deceased estate, which is what we were seeking for so many years. And this judgment makes it even easier for the alignment of laws from the Constitution to the inheritance law.